How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. We are here helping you get your business right, and the way that we do that is by reminding you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. A fine how do you do to you.
And I'm doing fantastic.
Nice, nice. Stock market is up again for the 12th straight row, or day in a row, I should say. And the Dow closed 16 points up, the NASDAQ 16 points up, S&P 500 up almost 2.5 points, and the big winner, Fitbit, up 3.75%, and GoPro up, and they're climbing out of the basement. But GoPro has made a couple of days in a row of some consecutive gains, so happy to report that as well. Lots of things in the news, odd news, today. Maybe you heard about this in St. Louis. The city of St. Louis, Missouri moved a 122-year-old house.
What?
About 0.7 miles.
What?
They did. They actually picked up this house. And I'm not talking about a small house. I'm talking about what you and I would consider a probably 30-room mansion.
And they moved it
0.7 miles in order to make
I don't want to live here anymore.
Nope.
I want to live all the way over there.
Across the street, yeah. No, it wasn't about that at all. It was to make room for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's new campus. The home of Charles Zeta Taylor, 81 years old, was loaded onto a truck Sunday morning and slowly driven through the city streets to its new location. She'd been given a vocal opponent of the St. Louis Development Corp's plan to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's a 96-acre sits for its new $1.75 billion campus. And they moved. They made good on a promise that we made, to Mayor Francis Slay said. The process of moving the home, which was built in 1895, purchased by the Taylor's family in 1945, began at 7 a.m., and arrived at its new destination at 1:30 p.m. 370 tons of house. Four stories. Huge.
Does it all land back where it should? Does anything out of
three stories?
Out of, I don't know, yeah. Out of place?
I don't know.
Like the roof, those load-bearing walls, did they get shifted at all?
I don't have the answers to those questions, but it looks like it made it intact. And, of course, you know, you hear those horrible stories of eminent domain where the government comes in and seizes your property and they just get to because they want to. And this is not one of those things. The city stood up and said, we're going to relocate you and move you just down the street.
Okay.
So good stuff. If you're driving around in Idaho and you see a couple of goats wearing Snuggies, you know, the Snuggies blankets with arms, you'll know that you are in Where is this located?
You'll know you are. Yeah, well, we don't know where you are.
Yeah, well, it's an Idaho neighborhood, and it doesn't give the real details of the Idaho neighborhood very well. But there were a couple of goats. Yes, I said goats. That the question is, have you lost your goats or have you lost your Snuggies? If so, we found them near Lake Lowell and Midland Boulevard in West Valley Humane Society, or West Valley, Idaho, and the Humane Society is where they were instructed to pick up their missing animals, Snuggies and goats.
Okay.
The dictionary's added a couple of new words.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Y-A-S. Y-A-S?
Yeah. How about untag?
Is it a version of yes?
Like
it's really yes?
Yes.
It's kind of yes? It's, I'm saying yes, but I really mean no. Because I could get into that one.
You could get into that one. yeah, there are a number of words that are, I'm looking for yes in this, in the actual, expressing great pleasure or excitement. Yes.
So you just say it as a, mm-hmm. instead of wow.
Correct.
It's a replacement for wow.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's in the dictionary.
Jelly. The word jelly made it to the Oxford Dictionary.
Like peanut butter and?
No. It's an adjective. It means jealous.
You're jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yes.
Isn't this just slang? I mean, is slang
drunk text
as, I guess it would be, slang yeah. words would be in the dictionary.
Drunk text, drink the haterade, cat lady made it to the dictionary.
That's a thing?
An older woman who lives alone with a large number of cats, to which she was...
An older woman.
Yeah. That's what
at what point do we become the older woman? Because I think I'm on that cusp. Because all my friends now,
yeah,
you know, Eric's birthday is Wednesday. He's turning 50. All my friends are now 50. That make me an older woman? Like, at what point to become the older woman? And how many cats is many a cat?
A large number of cats,
large
to
number.
Which she is thought to be obsessively devoted. I know a couple of cat girls.
I guess now they're cat girls, right? Because if they're not older women, you can't be a cat lady until what? You're in your 50s?
Yeah.
Late 40s? Late 30s. How old? I mean, where do we draw the line?
How about clicktivism?
Excuse me?
Clicktivism is a new word. Actions performed via the internet in support of a political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement.
Right, where I'll just click.
Signing an online
It's like
petition.
Activism, but you're,
right.
all you're doing is clicking.
That's exactly
And sharing,
right.
and mm-hmm. maybe putting a couple of side notes in there.
Finally, this in the news. In a neighborhood in Scotland, residents have armed themselves with hair dryers and reflective vests. Why would they be wearing hair dryers or using hair dryers and wearing reflective vests?
Are drying in the street?
They are combating speeding drivers. And apparently if you are speeding down their street and you see a reflective vest, much like the gendarmes, and the
hair dryer shooting at you like it's
speed,
a laser gun.
Like a speed gun.
Speed gun. Radar
yeah,
thing,
radar
right?
Gun. Mm-hmm.
Radar gun, yeah.
Yep. People in the village of Holtman posed as police officers using speed guns to prevent speedy drivers who have placed residents in danger by exceeding speeds of 60 miles an hour along a stretch of road leading out of the area. So they took it into their under their own hands. It's very dangerous. The speed that the traffic is going through Holtman is quite serious, especially when there are kids going to school in the morning. It's quite alarming. This is why some of the residents have resorted to taking out hair dryers, putting on high-vis vests to slow the traffic down. Members of the neighborhood have also taken other strange measures, such as popping ladders against walls to allow children to pass between back gardens rather than cross the dangerous straightaways. So you just kind of post a little get-over-the-fence ladder.
Huh.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Wouldn't that just freak you out if somebody was pointing a blow dryer at you? You should carry one, like, in your car.
Yes.
I see you speeding.
Right.
I see you texting.
The word craptacular made it to the dictionary. It did.
Is this
the Oxford Dictionary?
It's the Urban Dictionary, isn't it?
Urban Dictionary has much different
words. I know, right? This is what I'm thinking.
This is the Oxford Dictionary, the one that you would go out and buy and get in a school. You know, it's the English version of... our Webster's dictionary, and Webster does it every year too. It takes in a whole new bunch of but craptacular means remarkably poor or disappointing.
Okay.
Right. Did I mention
who talks like this?
Drunk text.
You did. Yeah. You did. Is that
it's a text message sent while drunk, typically one that is embarrassing or foolish or both.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
So my mother-in-law the other day was texting. She was staying at they were traveling and they were having like a little happy hour, and she says, she texts this or Facebook posts this: I am on my second glass of wine. I didn't know my mother-in-law, I've never seen her drink one glass, let alone now she's drinking second glass of wine.
Second glass of wine.
And my sister-in-law, her daughter, says,
did her text?
No Facebook drunk, whatever.
Texting?
Drunk, yeah, right? Not allowed to do that. That was all she said, was that she'd had to, but.
It's too bad.
That was her. Yeah, so apparently even mother-in-laws can do it.
Meet cute.
Yes, you are cute.
Meet dash cute.
Oh, meet.
Is a noun, not M-E-A-T.
Me cute. Me cute, too.
Oh, no, not me cute.
You
no.
cute. Me cute.
Meet
we all cute,
cute. In a film or television program is an amusing or charming first encounter between two characters that leads to the development of a romantic relationship between them. Basically, anything that, who's the maker of The Notebook? Nicholas Sparks. Every time the two characters meet, cute. Who knew? There you have it. I don't know what to say about some of these words. They're
official.
They are. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. We love that you've tuned in. Thanks to those who are watching by way of our Facebook Live video. Go ahead and click share. We'd love it if you would pass this along to all your friends. There's something positive out there in the world of business. We'll be right back.
The Experience Pros.
Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion?
Positive business talk. We're so thankful that you have tuned in today. And, you know, we would love it when you connect with the people who are connected to the pros. And one of those people is Bruce Paterka. We had him in the studio here in our first hour. We always invite you to get to know them because he and his business partner, Michael Wallace, are QuickBooks certified pro advisors. And what that means is they know how to make your QuickBooks sing. They also come in every Monday and give us a little QuickBooks Minute, but these two guys can take your software. First of all, they can sell you QuickBooks cheaper than you can get any other way, period. And once you've got it, now you can make sure that you have all the accounts lined up and it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's going to help you get profitable, and that might be something that is interesting to you. If so, we invite you to reach out to Bruce or Michael over at peak2017.com. That's peak2017.com. Or pick up the phone right now and call them at 303-801-4772. It's 303-801-4772. Bruce and Michael, both chief financial officers. They know business. They know your the mechanics of your business. They can help you grow your business through QuickBooks. And the office visit or the call is free. So just give them a call, 303-801-4772, or visit them online. Tell them Angel and Eric sent you, and you will not be sorry. That's for sure. Peak2017.com.
All right, Eric, I know that you are hoping that in the future to buy a new house.
Yes.
And so eventually you might have to be selling said house.
Yes, that tends to happen from time to time.
Kind of buy it just so you can plan to sell it.
I've bought and sold a couple in my time. Okay.
Well, I found an article that talked about which paint colors are the kiss of death when it comes to getting more money out of the sale of your home.
There are paint colors that kiss death?
There are. So they, we talk about having, very neutral colors in the home, very easy on the eyes.
Ooh.
Right? Really boring, right?
Really boring.
They say
I like the red splash wall, right?
I do too. I always love an accent.
Yeah.
An accent wall. I mean, it looks like it's been decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a neighbor who they never painted the interior walls of their house from the brand, from the original.
Really?
They've lived there for a long time.
It sounds like my apartment.
Right. And then they finally did. Yeah. The wife finally convinced the husband that maybe we could paint.
Right.
But he was so nervous about having the house painted. It was so light, so neutral.
He couldn't tell
that it had been painted. Of white. It was, yeah, different shade of white. They say neutrals tend to win inside the home. And the hot interior colors for the year include grays, shades of whites, along with natural-looking greens. When Zillow Digs analyzed photos of 50,000 homes, they found that rooms painted in certain colors tended to command higher selling prices than expected. So,
really?
For example, homes with a creamy yellow or a wheat-colored kitchen brought in more money.
Or what colored kitchen?
Wheat.
Oh, okay. Tannish.
Yeah,
a light tannish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I'm thinking, maize in your crayon box or something. I don't know.
All
is
right.
there wheat in there? Wheat
probably.
Colors or creamy yellows.
Wheat is opposite of crayon, but that's okay.
Yes, but it's like some,
I'm tracking
right,
with
right?
you.
Okay. For the bedrooms, light green or khakis.
Which is interesting to me. And now khaki I think of as a wheat.
But
light greens is interesting to me. My ex-wife, when she wanted to do something special for me, I think you helped on this project as well. They painted her bedroom like a purple with a dark purple splash.
An accent wall because it came out, it was taken right out of the comforter that she chose.
But the green sounds lovely.
Oh, you didn't like purple?
I didn't say that.
You didn't like the purple? It's too girly for you?
I'm not saying that.
Do you not like purple or was it just too feminine?
I think green would be lovely.
But why didn't you like the purple?
I don't know. I didn't say that I didn't like it. I just I think green would be lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
You're more into green?
Maybe.
Okay, for living rooms, dove or light gray in the living room.
Okay, I can see that.
And mauve or lavender dining rooms. And these all brought in well over $1,000 more than properties decorated with less popular
colors.
Very
interesting to me. Dove seems like a very neutral kind of a color, which I guess is good for the resale, but I don't expect it to be something that would command a higher price.
Yeah, warm neutrals like light or light yellow or light gray are stylish and clean, signaling that the home is well cared for. Light grays and yellows are popular with buyers. However, you got to be even careful with those. They say off-white or eggshell. Blech.
Really?
All right, it doesn't really say block.
No, but that's the thing.
Off-white or eggshell kitchens, $82 less than per square foot than they should.
I have been in my apartment for 7 years, and the walls that were white when I started are pretty much close to dove now. So I'm thinking maybe I'll make some money.
Yeah, they say painting a room white isn't necessarily a bad choice, but kitchens that had a wheat yellow paint on the walls boosted a home selling price by $1,360.
So it not only makes you happy with the sunshine in the room, but your prospective buyers as well.
They kind of like it too. Dark browns. So a lot of folks were creating this this smoky colored accent wall. Bad. Lower the selling price.
Mm-hmm. With a dark brown.
The color is disliked. So disliked by some people that the Australian government considered using dark brown on cigarette packaging to make it less appealing.
Interesting.
They went with a brownish olive green instead. Dark brown inside, no bueno.
All right.
Terracotta.
Okay.
That feels like
kind of a warm color.
Yeah. Now they say it's not quite as jarring as traffic cone orange, but even a more muted terracotta shade could depress your home's selling price. Homes with living rooms painted the same shade as an inexpensive flower pot sell for about $1,000 less. Light gray is the preferred color in a living room.
I guess if you put it that way, sure.
Yeah, and in fact, they say orange walls. Surveys have found that orange is one of the least liked colors in the world. I love orange.
As an accent, but not necessarily in your home. It screams 1972. No. Do you have an orange wall in your home?
I do not have an orange wall in my home.
Shoo!
You're
drinking out of an orange cup.
I do. I actually love orange as an accent.
Orange is a great color.
Right? I used to have an orange wristband on my watch.
Our video has orange nameplates.
I think it's great. I do like the color orange. But I don't have any orange walls. I have a pale green, light green in my dining room.
Really?
I have gray in every other room of the house except for my bathroom, which is purple, lavender.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My son's bedroom has a red accent wall.
Yeah.
Right? And it looks dynamite. But
now, you used to have a red accent in your
living room.
But you kind of...
It's all gray now.
It's all gray now. All right.
They say gray is the trendy color right now, but all grays are not created equal.
No, there are 50 of them. Oh, look at the time. We have to go, but don't go anywhere, folks. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Bros Radio Network.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Braggin' Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Braggin' Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along for the ride, either home or into work, however it goes for you today. Do you suffer, like I suffer, from misguided perfectionism?
Misguided? You had to put, you threw that word in there. I think that people would go, okay, I know people suffer from perfectionism, but you threw in
I say it's misguided because... Ain't none of us perfect.
That is true.
And so if you are a perfectionist, like I sometimes consider myself, then you are misguided from the very start because you'll always be frustrated.
I can't remember if it was when my son or daughter, because my kids have this too. But I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Lauren. She worked on this thing. And decided, you know, 3/4 of the way through it, didn't like it, scrapped the whole thing, and started over. So when it was due, it wasn't finished.
Uh-oh.
Now, it would have been finished. It would have been fine. What her issue was I don't know, the lines were crooked. I don't remember. Something really insignificant to what she would be graded on in the final project.
Right.
But totally scrapped the whole thing. And now she had an incomplete and therefore did not get a good grade. And she would have probably gotten an A had she not.
With something that she wasn't pleased with.
But she wasn't pleased with. Mm. And here's, right? So success.com says that perfectionism is often linked with a fear of failure.
Yes.
Which can heighten procrastination. So maybe you've missed a work deadline because you just can't get the finished product just right, or you find yourself putting off tasks that you anticipate will be difficult to execute. And so it's actually a fear of failure is actually where the perfectionism stems from. And then the snowball effect of the perfectionism is procrastination. And we say that we're procrastinating because we think we're being perfect and we're expecting perfection. But really, maybe you're just procrastinating because you're afraid of something. And you're using perfectionism as the excuse of it's got to be perfect or I don't do it at all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for throwing that eyes to the ceiling little head gesture that you did there. I invite our listeners to go check out the video at this time stamp, 38 minutes after the hour here, to see... Angel's looking straight at me, and she's got this Mama Told You So.
This is not about you.
I know it's not about me.
I am pretty sure the name of this article, success.com, and Karen Vandrace, who wrote it, it doesn't say...
No, it doesn't say about Eric.
How perfectionism hurts Eric Raymer.
No, but it's every perfectionist that you know, and apparently... not apparently, really, I am among them. And so as this realization comes upon you, I found something that agrees with my world philosophy. You can't hide the joy in your face. And it's okay.
Well, and it's not so much.
I don't know
that
it's accurate.
Of course not. Because if it's, you know, it's not perfect, right? It's not accurate. I don't necessarily agree with it. Of course, that's the stance Eric is going to take.
Are you a perfectionist out there? Are you one of those folks? And are you afraid of failure?
Here's something else about perfectionists.
I am.
They say that perfectionists can be highly critical of others. So it's hurting your personal relationships. You can overreact to a friend being late to coffee. You can blow up over somebody incorrectly loading the dishwasher. Do you have dishwasher issues? No, because you live alone. I don't. But I will tell you what I do have an issue with. I'm just pleased that anybody would put any dish in the dishwasher ever.
Okay.
I could care less where it lands.
Okay.
Right? And in my kids' bedrooms, I don't care which drawer you decide you put your swimsuit in, your jammies. They can go in the same drawer. Get it off the floor. I could care less. But I bought this thing. This was years ago. I bought this item at IKEA, and it's this little cover that you put in the microwave to keep food from splattering all over the microwave. So it kind of keeps the splatter within this container, and then you throw the container in the dishwasher when you run the dishwasher.
Sure.
Well, nobody in my family liked this item, this little microwave cover.
Right.
And it was a light blue color, didn't match anything, but I didn't care. It was going to sit inside the microwave. It's home.
Nobody's going to see it.
Was inside the microwave.
Sure.
Well, not at my house. Apparently, it's home at my house was on the countertop because everybody would take it out of the microwave and leave it on the countertop. So this microwave cover was always on the countertop. Always. Drove me crazy. So the other day, my son came home. I said, Michael, I threw away the little blue microwave cover. He says, you did? He said, yeah. And I bought a gray one.
It matches the decor.
It matches better.
Much better.
So if it's on the counter, it doesn't bother me. Now, my husband, we had to have a compromise because I don't want things left out on the counter.
Right.
I think it looks messy. The island, the kitchen island, which is the first vertical spot you hit, or horizontal spot you hit when you come in, is not where the mail goes, but apparently it's where everything goes. I'm constantly taking things off and putting it where it belongs, and then nobody can ever find anything
because
mommy put things away. So Jay does not, my daughters are gone now.
Yeah.
So it's just me and two boys. I live with two boys. I am outnumbered. And they love that. And so they decided.
Let's be clear. They are still significantly outnumbered. Let's be clear.
It's going to be a coup, and we're taking up issue with this microwave cover.
Okay, so husband.
We now have a new home for the microwave cover.
And it's not
in the microwave? Mm-mm. It is in the cupboard next to the microwave that keeps the plates.
Okay.
And if you need it, you grab it and use it. But because they don't feel like they need it as often as it's in their way, that this is better.
So you have messy inside of your microwave?
I don't know yet. I can't see up there, so.
I can't see up there. We need to go back to Z Shoe Source and
get my tall shoes on.
ZShoeSource.com.
Then somebody's heads are going to roll,
That's
right?
That's exactly right.
All right, here's where else perfectionism might be hurting you. The constant fixation on achievement and conditional self-worth can take a serious mental and physical toll, leading to feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and depression.
I agree with that 100%. I find myself on the receiving end of that on a regular basis. And you mix that with my love language being words of affirmation. And if days, weeks, months go by and without, I care about you, or you're doing a good job, or anything positive, that only exacerbates.
Which is so weird because Eric, you're very talented. You're very good at what you do, and you put a lot of effort into it.
But if nobody ever tells you that, if nobody ever tells me that,
right? But that's extrinsic. It should be intrinsic. You see the results.
I know. I'm pleased with the work that I do. I'm pleased with the company that we run. I'm pleased with all of that. But if your love language happens to be words of affirmation, or if you are a perfectionist and no one acknowledges the effort and perfectionism or whatever, the excellence that you produce, it does have a spiral.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not always, it has to be excellent. It just has to be finished.
And on time would be nice.
Right. That's what we're looking for.
I get things done on time, but procrastination knocks on the door of the last hour always.
Would you just put the dishes in the dishwasher anywhere?
I do.
That would be good.
I do.
Right? Could we just send that email, make that vote? Could we just do the next thing instead of it having to be perfect? Well, here's what, here's some different things that, and I don't know that any of these would be helpful. They say recognize your negative thought patterns. So if you find yourself obsessing or beating yourself up because nobody said something nice to you, choose to cut yourself a break.
Yep. I have that conversation with myself almost every morning.
Eliminate the word perfect from your vocabulary to help you avoid the all or nothing mindset.
I agree.
That prompts setting impossibly high standards.
Be as good as you are able.
And then keep perspective. Think about how the issue at hand will affect your relationships. In the big picture.
Yes, it does. I'm mindful.
You're mindful.
I am.
Okay. All right. So you want to know what is the one obsession of every self-made billionaire?
Yes.
You do?
Absolutely.
It's not money.
Is it perfectionism?
It's not awards. It's not accolades. It's not competition. It's not even how fast their businesses grow, though they do focus on that.
Hurry, woman!
Lowering the pressure and the noise. Keeping things simple.
Keep it simple.
Keeping it simple.
You know what? That makes all the sense in the world, because if it's simple, it'll get done. Mm-hmm. If it's not simple, if it's complicated, it tends to be postponed. Good stuff. Hey, we'll be back right after these messages, folks. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk is just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in...
Radio Show. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. This is the home of positive business talk, and we want to thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all those who have chimed in and viewed. We had almost 200 views over our Facebook Live video, and super grateful for those who are out there. If you're watching right now, thank you, hello, and would you click, don't just click, mash the share button and let other people in your sphere of influence know that there's something great happening in business today.
You know, I started watching last week the giraffe giving, you know, waiting at the live stream.
I think this is the biggest hoax known to America.
A hoax?
And actually worldwide, because...
It is millions. Millions are tuning in.
Ain't got no baby giraffe.
And there's still no baby giraffe.
No baby giraffe.
Days later, right? And so still no baby giraffe. But we have hundreds tuning in for something positive right here. It's not quite a baby being born, but it is the next best thing to putting a smile on your face. We are closing in on the Fan Bragging Contest. It ends on March 15th. So we only have a couple weeks left for you to go in and vote for your favorite companies. Help them to win the best in their business. Hope you'll take the time to go in and do that for them. Just check it out at experiencepros.com. All right. So
I actually have the top 10.
You do?
I do.
I did not know this.
Would you like to know?
Yeah.
All right. In no particular order, I'm going to give it to you this way.
Should I be? I need to write this down. Oh, no, you'll have the list. We'll have to post it.
I do.
Okay.
Squeal Spiced Black Rum. Carpet Direct. 68 Designs. The Connecting Experts. Champion Carpet and Upholstery Care. The Social Media Advisor. Terra Dera Made It. Affordable Auctioneering, Peace of Mind Accounting, Safe Pro Guard. Those are your top 10 leaders for the Fan Bragging Contest 2017.
All right. So that's, every couple of weeks or a few days, we'd let you know who is in the top 10 for the most votes for the Fan Bragging Contest. We will keep that going for you until March 8th.
That's right.
Then on March 8th, the contest goes dark, and all the votes that come in during that last week are kind of a secret and surprise, and then we finally do the big reveal. It is super exciting. They need your votes. Go check it out right now at experiencepros.com. Jim Rohn says you can turn nothing into something. You got nothing?
Jim Rohn says that we can turn nothing into something.
Into something.
Well, he must know something that I don't know, because the last time I saw somebody do that, it was in the beginning.
In the beginning. Well, you say, you have a phrase, and we here at Experience Pros, that anything is possible.
That is true.
Right? Nothing is impossible. Mm-hmm. Right? But in order to turn nothing into something, you've got to start with an idea and some imagination. Ideas that become so powerful in your mind and in your consciousness that they seem to be real even before they become tangible.
Yes.
Imagination that is so strong, you can actually see it. You know, my daughters are working right now at Disney World. They're in Orlando. They've been there three and a half, four weeks,
I think.
And, and so they are living the magic.
Yeah.
And the whole idea, my one daughter is working at Star Tours, the Star Tours ride. And,
lucky.
And just everything. She showed me a video of the stormtroopers.
Is she R2-D2?
Marching through. No, she's like just a little people person.
Oh, okay.
But the stormtroopers marching through Disney World, and of course the music follows, and the music has the sound of their footsteps. You know,
sure,
so it sounds
it does.
Like
yeah.
this, you know, this massive. It's just imagination come to reality. And so here's what Jim Rohn says: imagine all of the possibilities. I think that we think that imagination is for kids.
Right.
When we were little, we imagined being, riding in a rocket ship or being a fireman or being a ballerina or being an artist. Like, we imagine being that professional football player or singer. He says, imagine all of the possibilities. He says, one of the reasons for seminars, for sermons, for lyrics from songs and testimonials is that it helps us to imagine and to see the potential. And so, what do you want it to be? What do you want it to look like? If it could be anything, if it could look like, if the product you delivered, if the experience looked like, just take some time to imagine. I know there are certain companies that allow and encourage downtime at work, nap time, even.
Oh, you bet.
Right? Close the computer, stop the incoming, and just, relax, listen to music, color, play with Legos, and just allow your imagination. It's a muscle that when you stop using it, right, then we become cynical. That's
right,
kind of the opposite.
No,
you can't do that. Right?
Yeah.
Right? But first of all, imagine. So if you want to turn something, nothing into something, imagine all the possibilities.
It's funny you mentioned Star Tours and the George Lucas stormtroopers and whatnot. George Lucas himself, his quote is, you can't do it unless you can imagine it.
Unless you imagine it.
Yep.
So what do you want it to look like? What do you want to be? Where are you going? It's that vision starts with that imagination.
Yep.
Next, he says, you must believe that what you imagine is possible for you. You have to believe
it. You got to believe it.
You got to believe it. And, the self-talk that we beat ourselves up with.
Yep.
I can't do it. I'm the small guy. They're going to be better. Like, we beat ourselves up with it. You have to believe. There's a couple of books that are super powerful when it talks about, the brain and what it believes.
Mm-hmm.
What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helmstetter.
Shad Helmstetter's fantastic.
Right? Not a new book. I don't know.
It's written in the 70s, but it's about the science of neuroplasticity. And that's basically the stuff that you put in your mind affects the synapses of your nerves. And you literally train and grow your brain, positive or negative.
Right. But that's you've heard that you are the five people that you surround yourself with.
Right.
The books you read, the music you listen to, the movies you watch, and the people you associate with, because those are the phrases, those are the words, the thoughts. Your
That's
thoughts
right.
become your words, and your words become your action. And so you've got to believe that it is possible.
Imagine it, believe it.
And now go to work to make it real.
Do it.
Just do it, right? Becomes your actions. And you make it tangible. You make it viable. You breathe life into it, and then you construct it. He says that is such a unique and powerful ability for all human beings that we can put it to work. We can start the miracle process today. You want to go to work to create an enterprise? Then go to work and make an enterprise. You want to go to work to create a good marriage? Then go and make a good marriage. Go to make a movement. Go to be. Go to achieve. Just go.
Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that music reminds us that our time with you for Experience Pros is over. Angel and I are going to jump over to 94.7 FM and do a different program called Crosswalk. We'd invite you to join us there. Otherwise, we will see you back here again tomorrow at the same time. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,